Kids, sometimes in life you see someone and you just instantly know. This is the person for you. It could happen anywhere, even the waiting room of a tattoo removal clinic. And that's what happened when I met Stella.
An attractive blonde doctor.
Ah, the butterfly tramp stamp, my bread and butter. So I'm guessing that the real story involves a bad breakup and some booze. Unless it's a gang tattoo, in which case I think it's time to find a new gang.
No, I just thought it'd be cool to get a caterpillar tattoo. Then a few weeks went by and all of a sudden...
Well, I can get rid of it in 10 one-hour sessions, but I should warn you, laser surgery is very painful.
Well, I think you'll find I have a very high tolerance for pain. Just last night, I sat through the worst movie ever made.
Oh, Plan 9 from Outer Space?
No, the worst movie. Manos, Hands of Fate.
I'm a doctor. I went to medical school. It's Plan 9. If you don't believe me, it's playing down at the Pamela Theater.
Uh-huh. I don't believe you, doctor.
Well, what are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hey, Ted.
Hey. Hey, put that away. Tonight's on me.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, come on. I insist.
So nice. Thank you. Hey, guys, this is my friend Ted. He wants to pay. Hey.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
In the cinema.
Is something wrong?
No, it's just, I'm just a little embarrassed. I thought this was a date. But it's no big deal. Don't worry about it.
What's wrong? Ted's embarrassed. He thought this was a date. Ted thought this was a date. Stella, did you know Ted thought this was a date?
What?
You're not allowed to date a patient. It's an AMA rule. She's not allowed to date patients. It's an AMA rule.
She's not allowed to date patients. AMA rule.
She's not allowed
yeah,
to
I got it.
We all got it. Ted's a schmuck.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
And you bought all the tickets.
Yeah. Well, you were right. Worst movie-going experience ever. Of course, it had nothing to do with the movie.
I am so sorry that you thought that was a date.
No, it's fine. I got to hang out with you on girls' night out. All right, so if you're not allowed to date a patient, I'll wait until these 10 sessions are up, and then I'll ask you out then.
Well then, fair warning, I'm gonna say no.
Really, I'm getting mixed signals from you. I feel like you've been staring at my ass for quite some time. What, you're married?
No.
Boyfriend?
No.
Lesbian?
No.
Only date black guys?
No.
And yet, you can say with absolute confidence that 10 weeks from now, if I ask you out on a date, your answer will be...
No.
No. What could she mean when she says no? I don't know. It is totally cryptic.
This is far from over. We're talking 10 weeks from now. Who knows what she'll want then? I mean, do you know what you're going to want for lunch 10 weeks from now?
Sloppy Joe's shrimp cocktail and milkshake.
Ted, do you know how long it takes a woman to decide whether or not she's going to sleep with a guy? 8.3 seconds. After that, her decision is made. She will not change her mind.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? Describe your first 8.3 seconds with Stella.
Lower back butterfly tattoo. You're up.
Ted and a buxom blonde both stand up.
So we got off to a rocky start. That may be a problem for some guys, but I get better over time, right? I'm not some top 40 song, easily digestible. I'm complex. I require time and multiple listens. I'm Stairway to Heaven.
Wow. Roger Daltrey just rolled over in his grave. That's not the right guy, is it? He's not even dead, is he?
I think that's great, Ted. You can do whatever you set your mind to. In fact, you've inspired me. I'm gonna stop biting my nails.
But baby, you love biting your nails.
I know, but I'm doing this for Ted. God, this is really hard.
Give me 10 sessions. I'm gonna turn that no into a yes.
Really, Ted? Mm-hmm. You think so? Well, tell me, how did the rest of that session go?
So this is gonna hurt a little.
Yeah, well, I can handle pain. This one time I was playing tennis and...
Yeah, but tattoo removal really hurts. Everyone probably sounds like that.
Doctor, are you all right? I heard a woman screaming in here.
Oh. Here's to 9 more great sessions.
And so the weeks went by. The second session, I told her about how I spent a summer working with inner city kids. The third session, we both spoke nothing but French. The fourth session, I made her laugh so hard she fell out of her chair. So by the time the fifth session came around...
Still no.
Still no. What's up with that? I mean, I juggled.
You juggled? I thought you were trying to impress her.
You do magic. How is juggling any lamer than magic?
Magic's not lame.
I don't get it. I mean...
Is this lame?
Barney, no. We said no fireballs at the table.
What the hell is wrong with you?
There's alcohol in here. Barney, we've talked about this. It's a fire code violation.
Yeah, but Ted provoked
me. No, you are on a timeout. Go sit over there.
But
go.
Anyway, I don't get it. She should be into me by now.
You know, you can do this, Ted. I said I would stop biting my nails and come to Abby. It's just a challenge. Can't be easy to woo someone while you're sticking your naked butt in their face.
Works for baboons. It's called presenting.
I got four sessions left. There's got to be some angle I'm not seeing.
You can't turn a no into a yes, Ted. Can't be done.
I don't know, Barney. I mean, sometimes persistence pays off. I said yes eventually.
No, you didn't. You were like, no, we can't. We're friends. It would mess up the dynamic of the group.
Ted.
Oh, right.
Wait a second. Wait a second. I got the angle.
Sir, please don't yell at me. Because when people yell at me, I have a tendency to start crying. Please don't do it.
Abby, wait, I told you before, when they're rude to you, hang up the phone. Go on, you can do this, hang up. Abby, hang it up.
I'm sorry. I just wish that someone patience would be nicer to you.
The receptionist. That's my way in.
I like this. Seduce the receptionist. That's a great plan.
That's not the plan. And how would that help me with Stella?
Who?
Here's the plan. Hi. Here. I stopped. Hi. I stopped for coffee and I thought I'd grab you something.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's so nice. You're like a knight. I should call you Sir Ted.
What?
Nothing. Dr. Zimmerman, Ted's here.
Thanks. Thanks, Abby.
And now we wait.
And sure enough, by session seven, she saw me in a whole new light.
Okay, I'm about to break my big rule here.
Break it.
Okay. Abby goes bowling with her church group every Wednesday night, and she really wanted to invite you, but she's too shy.
Abby is...
My receptionist. You really made quite an impression on her with the coffee the other day. I mean, she's really not stopped talking about you.
Oh, Abby! I thought you said Alan.
You just said Abby is...
Right. Right, I thought I said Alan.
Who's Alan?
Who's Abby?
My receptionist.
Exactly. What is happening?
Ted, you just gotta be yourself. No more gimmicks.
You're right. No more gimmicks. One more gimmick. You know what's on her shelf? That self-help book, The Power of Me.
Oh!
I know, but I thought if I read it, maybe we'd have something new to talk about.
It's actually a great book. It taught me the power of complete memory.
Can I borrow your copy?
I left it somewhere. I forget.
Hi, Ted Mosby for Dr. Zinman.
Hi, Ted. I'll let her know.
Telepathically?
That's funny. That's funny, smart, and great.
I'm so sorry that I am late. I have like 2 minutes for lunch every day. It's crazy.
Yeah, I understand. I was just checking out the old bookshelf here. I see you've read The Power of Me. It's funny.
What? Oh, no. No. I would never read that piece of crap. Some patient left it
here. Oh, thank God. I couldn't agree more. That's total crap. I see people reading that on the subway, and I just want to shout, get a life, people!
Ted, I found your book.
What?
Your book, The Power of Me. I think you accidentally dropped it in the garbage.
What? No, that's not mine. I've never seen that book before.
No, you were reading it in the lobby.
What? No, you have me confused with someone else.
No, look, right here, from the personal library of Ted Mosby. That's you.
Ted, I hate to say this.
but I think it's nail the receptionist time.
I'm not gonna nail the receptionist.
Ted, every little boy wants to grow up to nail the doctor or the lawyer. Somebody's gotta nail the receptionist.
No, I like Stella.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there, Ted. Your little Stella is not so perfect.
What do you mean?
I went down there and checked her out for myself. Yeah. And while I was down there, I discovered that she had a secret. A terrible, terrible secret.
What? What is it?
Hold on, I gotta pee. Okay, I'm back. What's going on at work?
What's the big secret?
Oh, right. Hi, I'd like to see Dr. Zinman, please.
Sure, what's it regarding?
I just want to see her. I want to look at her. See what she looks like.
I don't understand.
I'm sorry, did I accidentally oprima numero dos when I called?
Do you speak English? I want to see her!
Sir, please don't yell at me. Because when people yell at me, I have a tendency to start crying. Please don't do it. Please.
At first, you seemed great. Beautiful. Smart. Way out of your league. But then I overheard this conversation.
His name, I was the last born, so...
Oh, Abby, did my hypnotherapist call yet?
No.
When am I gonna kick this folliculophilia?
Barney frowns.
Folliculophilia?
Folliculophilia.
What is that?
Ted, your perfect woman can only be attracted to men with mustaches.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That's not real.
You're right, Ted. I'm just making that up.
I know that you are because there's no such thing.
I got it a little bit.
Session 9.
Hi, Ted Mosby for Dr. Zinman.
Oh, hi, Ted. Love the stash. You look like a young Tom Selleck, only a million times handsomer. Dr. Zinman, Magnum's here to see you. Just kidding. Stupid.
Sorry I'm late, typical two-minute lunch. So we are very close to getting...
Why? Just why?
You don't remember? I'll bet anyone $10 I can get Ted to grow a mustache.
Okay. You sabotaged my next to last chance with Stella for $10.
I know. I would have done it for free. But no, you owe me $10.
This is awful. My 10th session is next week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask her out, and she's going to say the most demoralizing syllable in the English language. No. You know what? Just forget it. I'm not even going to ask her.
No, you have to. She likes you. She said so herself. I mean...
Oh, my God. You went and saw her, too?
I swear to you, I did not.
All eyes turn to Marshall.
My wife's always getting on me about my dry elbows. So good to be in a relationship. Anyone special in your life? Or maybe just someone you're interested in? Interested in?
You know, we should really get this mole checked out. It's just a little irregular.
Irregular? Oh, my God. This is it. It's all over.
He has this little butterfly tattoo at the bottom of his back.
Can you stop talking about your other patients? I'm dying here, woman!
Look, even if it is something, it's easily treatable, so try to relax.
Okay. Hey, what was it you were saying before about the guy with the butterfly tattoo?
Oh, that's nothing. It's just a little crush. So I will be calling you with your results.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Oh, sir, your book!
No.
Yes.
She said crush? She was talking about me?
That last session was the least painful of all. I savored every searing blast of that laser.
All done.
The moment I'd waited 10 weeks for had arrived.
Stella, now that I'm no longer your patient, would you like to have dinner with me?
Ted, you're a really nice guy.
Oh, no.
It has been so great getting to know you.
I am gonna kill Marshall.
I've had so much fun these past 10 weeks.
Oh, my God, this is worse than the laser.
I have a daughter.
What?
Her name's Lucy. She's 8. Work and being with her, that's pretty much my life.
My social calendar is moving out with the girls once a month when I can get a sitter. I mean, I've been to one party in the past year. St. Patty's Day was awful. I left early. But really, my only free time is the 2 minutes I get for lunch, so this is why I don't date. Ted, I only have time for one most important person in my life, and that's Lucy. Anyway, it's been fun. Next time, think before you ink. But if you ever do wake up with, like, a dolphin tattoo on your ankle, just give me a call.
She walks out.
There it is. She's a mom. It's just not gonna happen.
I'm sorry, dude. Have a shrimp.
Okay. I guess I got no one but myself to blame. She told me right from the start she was gonna say no, and sure enough. Wait a minute.
Outside her building.
Hi.
Hi. You didn't actually say no.
What do you mean?
All this time you were supposed to say no, but you didn't. I checked the transcript. So here's what I'm proposing. You only have 2 minutes, right?
Right.
Okay. Wanna go on a 2 minute date with me?
Last 2 minute date I had gave me a daughter. But, okay.
Great.
They lock arms.
And go. Taxi!
Hello!
Ted, I seriously only have 2 minutes.
I know.
That's like 120 seconds.
380 West 22nd, please. And step on it. We're in a hurry.
380 West 22nd? That's...
A table's waiting for them on the pavement.
Right this way.
Thank you, sir. You know, I have always wanted to try this place. House salad.
Ooh. So, college?
Stanford.
Uh-huh. Wesleyan.
Oh, my God. Do you know Adam Lazar?
No. Scott Crable?
Mm-hmm. Eggplant Parmesan?
Thanks.
Oh, already cut up. Nice.
Can I check, please? We're trying to make a movie in 15 seconds.
Of course.
Okay, great. How do you want to do this? You with the eggplant parm, I only really had water, so yep. I'm kidding. Okay, let's go. Taxi! You nervous?
A little bit.
You can't tell at all.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hello!
The cab drives them a further 10 feet down the street.
384 West 22nd.
15 seconds and the movie started.
Previews, we'll be fine. Ah, just in time, it hasn't started yet.
So what do we think?
Manos Hands of Fate.
The whole thing?
Only the important parts.
They sit in chairs, facing a TV store window.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah, I almost walked out like 5 times.
How we doing on time? Taxi!
We got a little time.
Okay, you wanna walk it?
Why not?
Hello! Goodbye!
So what grade's your daughter in?
Third grade.
Ah, it's a good year.
Yeah, she's wonderful. I just wish that I could get her to quit smoking, you know?
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, a little coffee and dessert?
You know, this neighborhood just keeps on changing. This used to be a cute little Italian restaurant.
I know, New York. It's a living organism, an ever-changing tapestry. Ooh, look at the time. Let's go.
The cheesecake's amazing.
Flowers?
I'm allergic.
Okay, see, we're getting to know each other. Stella, I had a lovely... Doggy bag?
Oh.
Stella, I had a lovely time.
Me too, Ted.
And date. Huh? That wasn't so bad, right? No lengthy, awkward silences. Dessert ran a little long, so I had to cut the goodnight kiss.
I think I could be late just once.
They share a tender, lingering kiss. Then she pulls away and looks at him with an apologetic expression.
Ted.
Look, I would love to have a second date. I would. But I understand that you really don't have time right now, but if you ever do, will you give me a call?
Yes.
Okay.
She leaves.
And that, kids, is how you turn a no into a yes.
Abby shows up.
All my friends told me Abby be strong. He doesn't deserve another chance,
no,
but
no, no.
I forgive you!
No!
He seemed so nice, but then he just kept toying with my emotions.
Wow. This Ted guy sounds like a real jerk. You know your problem? You're too sweet.
Aren't you going to see the doctor about that mole?
Oh, yeah. Turns out it's just a raisinette. Hey, how would you like me to take you out to a fancy restaurant and then go on a shopping spree? treat you the way you should be treated, would that make you forget about that Ted monster?
My mom was wrong. There are nice guys in New York.
We just have to go by my hotel room first. My bed was broken. I just have to make sure they fixed it.
But if it's fixed, can we have sex on it and then go shopping?
I like you.